Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for downloading episode 128, if we got this with Mark and Hal.
It's the best number.
Mark, do you know where we're going to be in just a couple weeks?
Yes. Yes, I do. We are going to be at Dragon Con in Atlanta on September, I believe, 4th, 5th, something around
there. Yeah, it's the
weekend.
First, second, that Thursday through that Monday, we're going to be
Memorial
there.
Memorial Day.
Yes. We have, well, Labor Day.
Labor Day. Nope. Memorial Day. We're going to go next summer.
We're going to have a Memorial to Labor Day. Yep. We're going to be there all weekend. Or we've got a bunch of shows. We've got our friends from Night Vale. We're going to be doing a panel with them. We're going to be doing a thrilling adventure panel with Janet Varney and James Urbaniak. And we're going to be signing stuff. You can come find us in the Walk of Fame. We'll be there, too, with all of our friends. You can go to dragoncon.org, I believe, for all the info.
Probably should have looked this up before we started doing the pre-roll.
Forget it. We're already too deep. Let's go into the future.
Great.
It's Columbus Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's the Sunday of Columbus Day weekend.
Okay.
It's 6 p.m.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
I'm sorry. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. Almost. It's the eve of Indigenous Peoples Day. And we're going to be at the Hudson Mercantile at 6 p.m.
That's right. Part of New York Comic Con Presents.
Yes. You do not need your badge to come to the show. All you need to do is buy your ticket. Mm-hmm. You can go to bit.ly/WeGotNYC. Or you can go to my website, HalLublin.com. There's going to be a banner up at the top where you can buy tickets. Then.
Or you can go to Google and search for it.
Search for, just look. Find us.
Yeah.
Find it. Just look on the internet. You'll find us there. But also the next day, and there'll be more details about this forthcoming in the next few weeks. We're going to be doing two screenings at the Museum of the Moving Image. We're going to do an episode and then a screening and then another episode and then another screening, with some really, really cool topics and guests. And that is in partnership with the Henson Legacy. So we're going to be teaming up with the Henson Legacy for that. So get all your tickets. Come see us in Atlanta. Come see us in New York. But for now, please enjoy
episode 128
of We Got This
with Mark and Hal.
Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Ice cream in a cup or cone.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, the ice cream truck's here. Oh, I can't wait to go out to the ice cream truck and get me something on a stick.
What?
Wait, you don't have anything on a stick?
Sorry, I was just DJing and scratching a record. But coincidentally, I was also very surprised, Mark, because we're not talking about ice cream on a darn stick.
No, what are we talking about?
We're talking about ice cream in a cup. Or a cone. This is lighting up the Facebook group as we speak.
Is it really?
I think it's been suggested in the last couple of weeks 3 times.
Well, it's summertime, so people get asked that question a lot.
Exactly.
Cup or cone. I'll tell you right now, I have a sneaky workaround.
Don't say waffle bowl.
Nope. This is my version of the winner.
Okay. Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's
Smarty Pants.
You take a scoop of, you take the cone of, and the ice cream, you put it in a cup upside down and eat it.
And then I eat it with a spoon, and then I use the cone like a great big tortilla chip, and I dunk it in my delicious ice cream salsa.
Well, this is the shortest episode we've ever had.
You're welcome, everybody.
Ever. We're not settling that. That's not how we're doing this. Tuna the Panda was the originator of this suggestion, by the way.
Tuna the Panda?
Yeah.
That is two animals in one. That's like when Larry the Cable Guy did a movie about, what was he, a USDA inspector or something like that?
Was he?
Yeah.
What was it called? Larry the Cable Guy, the inspector?
It was something like that. I just remember, we're poaching another comedian right now because I remember him talking about that. And that felt kind of what this is like.
Well.
Yeah. Tuna the Panda.
Tuna the Panda. Your prayers have been answered.
That's right.
Along with all the people who get real heated about it. Now, we're not going to do what you're doing, what you're talking about there. I call the clown because that's what you would do. You'd make like the little M&M face on the scoop. Uh-huh. And then you have the clown hat, of course, is the cone. And the cup is the ruffled collar, if you will.
Which it looks more like one of those collars that a dog wears so that he doesn't chew at his leg.
It does keep
or his stitches.
That's how you keep clowns away from their stitches and their naughty bits while they're performing because they'll go right after it.
Yeah. Oh, If the clown's really bad, they have to make it extra tall so he can't go after your naughty bits either.
That's why people are scared of clowns.
Yep.
Not because of it, but because they have to wear those collars. Have you ever seen a clown without its collar on?
No.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Just pile out of that car, just coming for you.
And they can run anywhere if they don't have their collars on to shock them.
Yeah. And just any horn sound will attract them. So, you know, squeak on a horn and then run. They'll go for the horn first and zigzag. That's the other thing with clowns, zigzag.
Because then you can't get shot if they don't know where you're going to be at any given point.
Yeah. And punch them in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll make a funny noise.
Mm-hmm. And wear garlic around your neck. Man, I wish sharks had that. Like, oh, no, punch a shark in the nose if you ever get in a shark attack. And then you punch it in the nose and it's like,
and then they start laughing. That's why they let go.
Yeah, they let go because they're like, oh, man, my nose is hilarious.
You got me. You're all right.
Oh, I love this guy. What's your name? Duke?
Duke, I'm going to just take your leg. You're welcome.
All right, what is your usual go-to with – like, imagine you've got your opportunity to go to any ice cream parlor and get the thing that you want. What do you get?
A ton of – like a mountain of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Mm-hmm. But I – see, here's the thing. Like cups – there are a lot of different kinds of cones and a lot of different kinds of cups too.
I'll grant you there's a lot of different kinds of cones, but a lot of different kinds of cups, there are sizes.
You've got the tall sundae glass where you need a longer spoon to get inside it. Then you've got the traditional – what's now become like the kiddie pool mm-hmm. cup. And then you've got the plastic cup that's shaped.
If you're ordering your ice cream in a kiddie pool,
yeah,
you might have a problem.
Have you ever heard of the Vermonster?
No.
You don't know what the Vermonster is?
No.
The Vermonster is something that you get at Ben & Jerry's.
Uh-huh.
And it is a giant bucket. You know those
– I should have guessed Ben & Jerry's.
Those buckets of double bubble that mm-hmm. you can get. It's that but a little deeper and filled with ice cream and toppings. And it's meant to be shared.
I should hope so.
But I also
think
that's
like the birthday party bucket. Like when you get a cake and ice cream and you get the big bucket.
It's their version of that. That's a cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I don't think that vessel is meant to be eaten directly from.
I think you're supposed
to put it into a cup.
You all get spoons and you eat out of it. That's the whole experience.
What tetanus birthday parties were you going to?
Oh, now you're the one who's all weird about germs? No, Vermonster, you share it one time.
I'm hepatitis Hal. Come on down to my ice cream party. Everyone eats out the same bathtub.
Just see what happens. Don't be late. You know, I went to a Dodgers game and I got to go up in the stadium club area mm-hmm. where they have a really nice restaurant and you can order this brownie sundae.
I've had that brownie.
We had it together.
Yeah. You're telling me a story I was there for.
No, another time I went and my cousin was there, and as it got soupier, mm-hmm. I kept eating it because I like soft ice cream. Mm-hmm. Like I like it like that. And he just kept looking at me like, that soupy ice cream. You're going to eat that, huh? Like every single bite. And then that just made me want to eat it more and like
out of spite,
be grosser and take the spoon after somebody else had eaten a bite. God. It's so good.
I used to do that with my ice cream when I was a kid. I loved, I would get a scoop of vanilla ice cream and I would put chocolate syrup all over it.
Right.
And then I would just whip it up like scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gets that, the chocolate sauce gives it that like frothy, like, or like, viscosity that it needed.
Yep.
So that's, I guess, a mark in favor of the cup that we both like soupy ice cream. We have not set criteria for this episode yet, have we?
No, I think
we're just going to talk about ice cream.
Yeah, we're going to talk about ice cream and different kinds of holders for it. Mm-hmm. So that is something going in favor of the cup slash bowl. But yeah, bare hand.
Bare hand. If you do it on a cold winter day when it's frozen outside, you can just eat a scoop of ice cream like an apple.
You could be like Winnie the Pooh. Just scoop it out. And it says ice cream with two E's.
Yeah.
You just
best ice cream flavor, honey, obviously.
Last time I did that, I got stuck in my doorway. And I'd have a gopher blast me out with dynamite. So
Last time I did that, I got that big bucket stuck over my head. As little ice creams were swirling all around. Oh, bother.
Remember when it was really blustery? We got high. Saw a bunch of pink elephants running around.
Oh, man. That's my favorite part of that ride at Disneyland. The Heffalumps and Woozles when you're like, oh, good. Now here's the weed part of this ride.
Yeah. Now these kids are ready to see what it was like at Altamont. Have fun, kids. Enjoy this trip. You want to go to a vision quest in the desert? Winnie the Pooh will be your spirit guide. but that is the good thing about ice cream bowls, though. Like, I like a bowl. Really? I want to bring home ice cream and have it in, like, a cereal bowl.
So in the battle of cone versus cup, the winner is cereal bowl?
The winner is cereal bowl because you put a bunch in there and then you – like, maybe it gets a little melty. You do the froth. Mm-hmm. You put in some pretzel pieces. Like, you break up either some pretzel rods or some pretzels. Put some whipped cream on there, some sprinkles, whatever else you want. That's a good time.
Wait, you have all these toppings at home?
Oh, in my really good, like, I was real good at being fat, like real good, really good. And that involved like going to the store and getting, all right, I'm going to get a gallon of ice cream and whipped cream and sprinkles and pretzel nuggets. And I'm going to make a gross bowl and eat it. And then you know what's going to happen when it's empty?
You're going to make another one?
I'm going to make another gross bowl.
I don't see a world where I buy sprinkles.
There is
That's one of those things that's like, if they're there, it's colorful. Like, the only purpose of the sprinkles is to make whatever dessert you have look like the birthday party version of that dessert.
Yes.
So you're at home and you're like, well, I got this ice cream. I got this whipped cream. I should probably go ahead and get the birthday party decorations for it.
This pot roast is going to have a hell of a party. No, it is like the shame that people have about buying contraception. It's a similar thing of like, there's nothing – I have to walk up and be like, oh, I'm sure it's going to be fun decorating this cake I'm making later. Certainly I'm not going to eat this entire thing tonight.
Oh, that's weird. I'm bringing one plastic spoon from the salad bar with me.
Oh, I love it. Like, I need like a soup spoon or a tablespoon to eat it. Like, seriously, you can't get enough ice cream. But
I eat my ice cream with a tiny spoon. Makes it last longer.
Yeah, now I do. Now I'll eat it with a smaller spoon. But I would like the day I would eat it with like a giant ladle. Where you're just lapping it up like a dog out of the spoon.
Where are the tongs? What?
I'm having chips.
But hey, though, chips with tongs, that's a brilliant idea. Chip tongs, then you don't get salsa on your fingers.
Oh, I've –
When you get down to the tiny chips at the end.
I have a friend who eats her potato chips with chopsticks. And she said, it will change your life to eat your potato chips with chopsticks. So everybody, get your chopsticks and try eating some chips with it.
When I eat potato chips, the vessel that gets the potato chips from the bag into my mouth is – the bag itself.
Yeah.
Inverted and sort of made into a little V shape. So it all forces it into one spot.
Yeah.
But then I realized you don't even have to make that little V shape. You just turn it sideways and it's got the built in V on the corner of the chip.
Yeah.
Of the corner of the chip bag. Yeah. This is, we are.
It's like Temple Grandin's machine. Her process for guiding the cattle through. That's how she gets the chips into your mouth.
Oh, I'm going to Temple Grandin these ruffles.
And your hands are the hugging machine around the sides of the bag. But when you go to let's assume we're going to an ice cream parlor. Although, let's stay home for a second. Did you get ice cream cones as a kid? Was that a special treat? Because sometimes you'd have ice cream
Ice cream cones we would get out and about.
And would you get – so there are two kinds. The waffle cone feels relatively new, even though it was born from a waffle-like, or at least partially – partial credit for the ice cream cone, sort of the parallel credit goes to the guy at the World's Fair in 1904 who had the waffle-like pastry. That
you're jumping into the story in the middle. Can you just tell
my point
story?
Is that we have the – okay. Yes, I will. So this is in 1904, okay? And but at this point, Italo Marchionne – who was an immigrant from Italy.
Your Italian accent is impeccable.
I try to go the opposite because I can't pull off. I just can't pull it off. It sounds racist if I do it.
Yeah. Italo, what's his name?
Marchionne. Yeah. So he invented it in 1896 in New York City. Mm-hmm. And he actually had a patent by December of 1903.
Right.
However, at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, Ernest A. Homwe, who was a Syrian concessionaire, he was selling these crisp waffle-like pastries called zalabis. And he was right next to an ice cream vendor. Ice cream vendor runs out of plates or dishes rather.
Plates.
And, well.
That's not even one dishes. Of the choices.
They were just like those, like completely flat, no edges. So it just slide off.
You want a cup? You want your ice cream in a cup, a cone, or on a paper towel?
Just think, you can make like a cheesecloth and squeeze everything out and then eat all the chips if you have mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's a better idea than you think. So the ice cream vendor runs out of dishes and Hanbei sees, oh, I'll just take my pastries and I'll curl them into a cone. Mm-hmm. When they cool, which they do very quickly, you can put the ice cream inside. It's like a cornucopia. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he realized at the time that the patent already existed. This is a year after it was granted. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like he was keeping up with the patent.
So the whole point is, Syria needs to step up its game and keep pace with the Italians.
That's right. They're one step
My
behind
people
in ice
are calling
cream.
You out, Syria.
That's right. So I think of that as the traditional sugar cone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the pointy end.
I wonder if this original version was based on a pizzelle. Have you ever had a pizzelle?
Yes.
For those who don't know, pizzelles are flat Italian cookies.
Like wafer cookies,
yeah,
right?
That look like snowflakes.
Yes.
Which may or may not be what pizzelle means. I did not think to look this up because it just popped into my head.
It means a little pizza. Go ahead. Or no, female pizza.
Yeah. So they're these Italian cookies that look like snowflakes that the Italians apparently call lady pizzas. And they're when they come out of a pizzelle maker, which looks like a waffle iron, they're very, very thin and can be manipulated into cup shapes and cone shapes.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that is – because those are a traditional Italian cookie, I wonder if that's where this originated. Because they're also like another Italian treat, the cannoli. Mm-hmm. An ice cream cone feels just like a vertical cannoli with ice cream in it instead of whatever is in a cannoli that makes it so good.
Cream. Ricotta. Rigot.
Oh, can I tell you a quick ridiculous New York cheese story?
Sure, please.
So I wanted to get some mozzarella. Like
mozzarella.
Jeez. Philadelphia people. And I wanted to get like a knot of mozzarella cheese at this. And I saw that there was a big street fair going on. And so I found a cheese shop and I walked up to the guy and I was like, hey, you selling mozzarella? And he was selling mozzarella sticks and he was selling, mozzarepas, which is like an arepa with mozzarella in the middle, but he wasn't selling it by just the knob. But I asked him, I said, can I get just like a pound of mozzarella cheese? And he goes, are you asking me just for bulk cheese? And I went, yeah. And he goes, hang on, I'm going to go get my wife. And he goes and he gets his wife and she comes out and he's like, this fella here wanted to buy some cheese from me. He wanted to buy the bulk cheese. I told you we should have brought bulk cheese. Not everybody just wants mozzarella sticks. And I said at that point, I was like, oh, so nobody has been coming up to you and wanting to just, you are a mozzarella stall in a food centric street fair. Nobody's just come up to you to buy mozzarella. And she, her response to me was, oh, please, nobody's walking with mutts. Oh, man. Walking with mutts.
By the way, that's my new Sunday comic strip.
I'm walking with mutts here.
Oh, please, nobody's walking with mutts.
I'm going to go walking with mutts. I'll show you.
I told you, nobody walks with mutts. Not in my neighborhood.
And then she hit him with a rolling pin?
Yeah, because they were Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
But like a little old New York version of Punch and Judy. Oh, man. It was fantastic. Anyway, we're talking about ice cream cones.
Yes.
Are you a waffle cone, a sugar cone, or a cake cone man?
Now, the cake cone, that when you talk about that, you mean like the flat cup. The one they're called the ice cream cups. That's what Keebler calls them.
Oh, okay.
That seems like that's the most popular with custard, like a soft serve ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's one of the criteria is that it's good for both soft serve and hard ice cream or gelato.
Are we going to need to pick the best of the cones and then – put that up against the cup?
Whatever the vessel is. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to that. I like sugar cones.
I'm a sugar cone guy too.
Although the waffle cone is appealing to me because you can fit so much ice cream in it.
That – I was just going to say like the thing about cones for me is the aperture on top of a cone is half the size of a scoop of ice cream.
Right.
So if – you're not getting a cone filled – unless you get a waffle cone, you're not getting a cone filled with ice cream. You're getting a cone of sugary dough or sugary cookie.
Yeah.
That has a precariously placed sphere of ice cream on top of it. Which – like, if you're not getting soft – for soft serve, I'm 100% the cake cone is the way to go for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It is pretty classic.
It's crispy. It lets the ice cream shine. The sugar cone is delicious. But I don't know that I've ever seen a sugar cone at a soft serve.
No. You see a waffle cone
mm-hmm.
because you can fit a bunch in it. But it is the cake cone. And sometimes you get the version – there's the version of the cake cone that's pointy at the bottom and has like two holders in it, like a double, uh-huh. like a little side by side, like
oh,
a duplex.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's more for ice cream. That's like that's a gelato. That feels like a European thing.
Look, if it's designed to give you extra food, I don't think it's European. I'm pretty sure it's American.
Will you walk with Mutz? Take my hand. Walk with me.
Walk with Mutz.
Walk with Mutz.
Nobody's walking with Mutz. Nobody's walking with Mutz.
Are you sure that wasn't Larne Pritchard at Universal?
That sounds like Larne in the window on New York Street at Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. Contractually required to say that.
Here's the other good thing about the cake cone, mm-hmm. no matter what the ice cream is when you get down to – like you have to have a system to – once you get down to just the cone and ice cream, once, mm-hmm. once it gets down to level, you have – like do you have a strategy for it? Because I do.
Yes.
So you get it flat.
This is for soft. I vastly prefer soft serve to scooped
ice cream.
Balls of ice cream.
My goodness, great balls of ice cream. So let's go through the soft serve. So you get it down to mm-hmm. till it's level.
I get it down to flat. Bite a rim of cone.
Right.
Then I get it down to level again.
Yep.
Then by this point it might be starting to melt. So if it's a cake cone,
yep.
I will just start treating it as one entity. If it is a sugar cone, I will bite the tip off the bottom and suck the rest of the ice cream out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of –
that's official, right?
Yes. That is –
that's canon?
It's the exact way to do it. That is complete canon.
Yeah. A waffle cone, I will do the same thing. But a waffle cone, I will – because the ice cream is actually inside it and not balanced on top of it.
Right.
With an ice cream cone, I will frequently do a spoon.
I was going to say, don't tell me you use a spoon.
Yeah.
You eat around the edges of the cone until there's ice cream.
Man, I don't want like
– it's like a burrito.
Ice cream cones are so much messier than an ice cream cup.
Okay.
A cone in general, it's designed to be portable, but it's so messy. Maybe just for me. And,
no, everybody, me
and
too.
Any child I know because like you see a little kid with an ice cream cone within – 5 seconds of receiving it, they look like they've just done their nightly oil of Olay routine. Their face is just completely covered in goo. Their hands are dripping, and the ice cream cone is frequently in multiple pieces within seconds of receiving an ice cream cone.
That's because that's too great a responsibility to give a child.
Yeah, no, a child should get the put the whole ice cream cone, turn it upside down into a bowl.
Yeah, that's for child. We're adults. Ugh. We're adult humans.
Now, here's another thing on the in favor of cups.
Okay.
If you like the cone flavor and that thing, cone pieces are now available as a topping, which got me to thinking about toppings, which for toppings, the cup is vastly superior.
Yes. Yes, it is.
If you plan on topping your ice cream with anything, you can't do that on an ice cream cone. Unless you're just putting sprinkles on it.
But in that case, aren't you generally having a sundae?
No, I'm sometimes I'll just – because I grew up with soft serve places that just had like a row of toppings. So I would get my flavor of soft serve that I wanted and then put my toppings on it. I wouldn't consider that a sundae. It's not a sundae, is it?
No, but I think in a traditional ice cream place, generally if you're getting a cup with a bunch of stuff on it, it's like a sundae. Because a sundae seems like it's two things. Like if it's fudge and whipped cream, that's a sundae. Mm-hmm. If it's fudge and a cherry, that's a sundae.
Yeah.
If it's some nuts and whipped cream or some nuts and a cherry or some nuts and fudge, That's
it. You're saying
two toppings makes a sundae, I think.
What about whipped cream, hot fudge, nuts, and a cherry?
That's a Monday.
But Garfield loves those.
He does. He loves ice cream Mondays, but hates the day Monday.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, and he's in love with Tuesday Weld.
Look, who's not?
Odie.
She was the best cougar ever in that Elvis movie with David Keith.
Which one was that?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of Elvis movies.
I say cougar. I don't know if she's a cougar in it. I just mean
she's like 20.
When I was a little kid, she was like a grown lady, and I was like, oh, I like her.
She's probably like 22 years old.
No, she has like a teenage son in it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I should watch those movies.
Yeah.
Should I? Should I watch Elvis movies?
No, it's not Elvis Presley.
About Elvis.
It is about Elvis Presley.
Oh, is that the one where Kurt Russell plays Elvis?
No, man. David Keith.
Oh, David Keith.
You gotta keep up.
All right. I got him mixed up with Keith David.
Sure. Keith David as Elvis would be awesome because of that very intense voice he has. Well, since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. That's my Keith David impression.
That's pretty great.
Thanks, man.
Put it on your reel.
I'm adding it to my resume.
Yeah.
Some Spanish, guitar, drums, bartending, Keith David.
What is the dumbest thing you have on your acting resume as a skill?
As a skill? Oh, man. Clowning. because I went to clown school for a little while.
Right.
Yeah. So I, not clown school, clown camp, but I called it clown school because it sounded flashier.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I went to clown camp, I was like, clowning, which means absolutely nothing.
No.
And also, how many times do you go in for a Zantac commercial audition and they're like, oh, good. He can take a pie to the face.
How's your mask work?
Yeah. can you just read that line, I'm loving it, as each of the Comedia characters? Yeah. How would Pantaloon say that?
Take the slapstick and we'll begin.
So ice cream.
Yep.
I just wanted to get us back on track.
Toppings are great. I'm a big toppings fan, clearly.
What's your go-to, like... All right, I'm gonna give you a scenario.
Okay,
you give me your go to. You are at, and I'm gonna switch from ice cream to yogurt for this.
Okay,
to soft serve yogurt because these are the places that I generally
Yogurtland.
Yogurtland, Menchie's, TCBY when I'm back home.
Okay,
but ice cream places will do this as well.
Uh huh.
You get a flavor. No, you get two flavors and three toppings.
I just go plain yogurt at Yogurtland.
Mm-hmm.
And I slam the cup against the counter to get the ice cream to go down so you can get some more in there. You pack it in. Mm-hmm. But I don't fill it all the way. I like to leave room.
Mm-hmm.
Then on it, I put Reese's peanut butter cups,
mm-hmm.
Reese's pieces,
mm-hmm.
and chocolate syrup. Done.
Reese's chocolate syrup?
It's Ghirardelli's, but I would put Reese's right. chocolate syrup sure. on there. Of course I would.
All right.
What about you?
I go pistachio.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm doing two flavors, I'll go pistachio – and French vanilla.
Ooh.
It's like the creaminess of the French
Jean-Luc.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And then I will do, or I'll do, sometimes I'll do cookies and cream, okay. which there is very different. It's because it's soft serve. It's like put cookies and cream ice cream in a blender, so it's all just gray.
Right.
But it's delicious. And then I will also do Reese's Cups. Yeah. I will do those tiny cookie dough balls.
Sure.
Which are, oh man, I love me some tiny cookie dough balls. And then I will do Magic Shell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't like Magic Shell.
You get out of my house.
I don't like it. But you're in my house.
Oh, wait.
Should I leave?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. This is my place now. Look at my big, nice new TV. This is great. I got a palm tree out the window.
Yeah.
I love it here.
This is living. Philip Fathoms looking at you from the buffet.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, he's one of those middle segment characters. Never mind.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Let's think about this, and we'll go to break.
Okay.
With a cup, it's about the toppings you put on it.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, with a cone, the ice cream is the topping, and you eat the cone at the end. You eat the whole thing. You don't eat the whole thing with the cup, and you can put some toppings on it.
Yes, but they don't stick. And also, isn't the cone just like a topping for ice cream's undercarriage?
We'll be right back.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about bugs.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Butts, 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 butts.
No. Will you change your mind?
The Dead Pilot Society podcast brings you hilarious comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Aubrey Plaza, Andy Richter, Paul F. Tompkins, John Hodgman, Adam Scott, Molly Shannon, Busy Phillips, Tom Lennon, Anna Camp, Laurie Metcalf, Alicia Day, Michael Ian Black, Adam Savage, Paul Scheer, Ben Schwartz, Skylar Astin, Mae Whitman, Josh Molina, Ben Feldman, Nicole Byer, Jason Ritter, Sarah Chalk, Steve Agee, Jane Levy, Allison Tolman, Danielle Nicolette, Casey Wilson, Anna Ortiz, Lorraine Newman, June Diane Raphael, Kieran Shipka, Ed Week, Zach Knight, and Carrie Kenny Silver, John Ross Bowie, Jamie Denbo, Janet Varney, Alexander Forsyth, Summer, Ellen Morales, Matt Worley, and many more. Listen at MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts.
I'm still thinking about what you said, but partially because I don't remember. Will you say it again?
Sure. That. Oh, now I got to remember it.
See,
exactly.
You don't remember it either.
Yeah. A cone is just a topping for ice cream's undercarriage.
So it's an undering.
Mm-hmm. A bottoming.
Yeah. It's a bottoming.
Will. Yeah. Look, girl, there are tops and there are bottoms. And the cone is a bottom.
Does the waffle bowl count as a cup or is it a cone?
Man, the waffle bowl counts as a cheat if we give it to the waffle bowl in this episode.
Don't you love waffle bowls, though?
I do like a waffle bowl. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to get a – I like a waffle cone. I rarely order a waffle bowl.
I love waffle bowls. Mm-hmm. I like the dipped waffle bowl in particular where they put the sprinkles and chocolate
what
on the edge
happening?
On the ruffles. They'll do it. Don't worry about
it. Can you make the bowl out of a big cookie? And then that cookie, can you just dunk that whole bowl cookie into a thing of chocolate sauce? Because, well, look, you got to have a lacquer on the outside of it so it'll hold the ice cream.
Do you remember when the Hard Rock Cafe had a chocolate chip cookie pie?
No.
It was like a giant partially cooked
like a pizookie?
Like a pizookie, but higher quality cookie. It was so good. If they could make a bowl out of that, we would have our winner. And I wouldn't even care what – you could put ice cream in the wings of an angel and I wouldn't care. It would not be better than a partially baked cookie bowl.
Ooh.
But what I like to do with a waffle bowl is what I call the money pit, which is make the floor drop so all the ice cream falls through. And then I eat the edges.
Wait,
and they give a mixer.
How do you – is there a cup underneath it?
Yeah, because the waffle bowl sits inside of a cup. So really, that's why I say it's a type of cup. It's not like you're holding a waffle bowl in your hand without a cup and going like, I hope this holds, because it will get soggy and break through.
Yeah,
you just use your spoon and you money pit and then it falls through and
money
you eat the edges.
Pit. Oh my God.
You were laughing because you thought like, and then I watch it fall on the ground and I go, dumb Hal, you got what you deserve.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh man, now Hal doesn't have any ice cream left.
Yeah, but I do have a lesson.
Well, this is baloney. I know, I'll use this baloney to line the bottom of my ice cream bowl.
That was the 2004 World's Fair.
I don't know, baloney?
What's the weirdest fair food you've ever had?
I'm pretty – I try to – like a fried something, like fried Lucky Charms or something. Fried Fruity Pebbles, whatever weird cereal. Mm-hmm. I think I've tried that.
All right.
What about you?
I had a deep fried White Castle burger, bun and all, which, as you can imagine, is just a big, giant, greasy piece of dough with – a little flat meat and two onions in the middle. it's not great fare.
I do eat – I like those turkey legs.
They fry those?
No, I just like them.
Oh, yeah.
They just happen there and I'll eat them.
Deep-fried Snickers I've had.
Yeah. One time I was eating one and then I caught Jennifer filming me because apparently –
Because you
eating,
look like Henry VIII?
Yeah, not for sharing. Just like you have to see what you've been doing to this poor turkey leg. And I'm like – I guess I have a habit, like if I eat an apple and I bite into it, I look like I'm mad at the apple. Like I go like, and I bite into it. I think it was the same with the turkey leg. Cause like I don't, it's almost like I don't have a concept that like, there's an unlimited number of bites I get with it. I'm like, I only get 20 bites. I better really make this count.
Yeah. It's not Molaram in the pit at the end of Temple of Doom. You're the only crocodile.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just one of many crocodiles and I got to fight hard for that turkey leg.
Oh, man. I'm having a thought, and tell me if you think this is in any way accurate.
Okay.
I feel like the cup, while the more practical of the choices, we could talk about portability, but that's a wash because they're both portable. Cups and cones. Cones are a little messier. Cups, you have to find a trash can. That's about the only, you know, downsides of their portability. But I feel like toppings aside, because I know we both love toppings.
Yes.
But if we're talking about cup or cone, I get more excited about the idea of an ice cream cone. I usually get a cup because I err on the side of I don't want to be messy.
Right.
But I'll get them to put a cone on top of it. But since we're not allowing that, the ice cream in a cup is a cup of ice cream. An ice cream cone is an experience.
Yes. And especially
we even talked about the methodology, that the universally accepted methodology.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. There's a way to eat it. And it's something that you normally – like it's – I don't know how skilled a position it is being an ice cream scooper. And I'm saying that literally because if you asked me to do it, and I have a 4-year college degree, I would do a terrible job putting together an ice cream cone. I would either push it in too far and I would crack the cone or I wouldn't scoop enough.
That's like, the aperture sucking.
But there's also an art to it. Like a really – I love the idea of like – somebody, there are people who are skilled enough to get a giant gob of ice cream on top of a cone so that it does not fall off immediately. They can stack a bunch of them so it looks like a cartoon where you have like the three scoops. It can be
like
done.
I feel like if I had one of those, if someone gives me one of those ice cream cones, it's like, here, circus man, don't mess this up. I'm like, oh.
Do you have to hold a big sideways bar as you're eating it?
I will. I've been known to, even with a stacked ice cream thing like that, to stick a spoon, just to scrape a spoon down the side, just to whittle the thing down, literally whittling it down.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I've had like you do get to a point sometimes where you have to use your face to sort of press everything in.
Which is when you get the like lip print on the top of the ice cream and you just kind of like mush your mouth down on the top of it to just jam it all down.
Yes.
Like you're shoving styrofoam containers into a trash compactor.
Yeah. And you look like you made out with a chalkboard. You just got like messy all over your face and in your nose, but you keep the ice cream there.
That's part of the experience.
Important. Yeah.
I feel like the cone has to win. It's an experience.
It is an experience.
And also, the cone is specific to ice cream. Like, I can have a bowl of chili. I've never bought a cone of chili.
Would you buy a cone of chili?
Man. If it was a savory waffle cone, I'd buy a cone of mashed potatoes. I'd buy a cone. Chili's
with
a little.
Gravy on top?
Nah, the gravy and the.
You
it's
just
a little wet.
Eat mashed potatoes dry?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Because they're good.
But they need a topping on them.
What? They don't need a topping? Fine. I'll put Reese's peanut butter cups,
okay.
Reese's pieces,
uh-huh.
And chocolate sauce.
All right. Now you're now it sounds like it makes sense.
And I'm the pothead. Wait, have I ever said that on this show before? We should strike that.
I think people know.
There are kids listening, Hal.
Are we making a decision here?
I feel like I was ready to go into this and be all cup, but as we've talked, I get more excited when we're talking about cones.
Right. You can't imagine like a kid skipping down the street holding a cup of ice cream and a spoon.
Yeah. That kid's a jerk.
Yeah. You want him to be in the little sailor suit skipping around with an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Hey, Felix, why don't you get your hands dirty every once in a while?
Yeah. Come on. What are you, a prince? Jeez. Get in there. It's the working person's food apparatus.
By the way, when you said a prince, I heard in Prince and thought, does Hal think that Prince was a band? What are you in, Prince? That band from Minnesota where everyone's all tidy all the time?
It's so sad that the lead singer of Prince passed away. What was his name?
The artist formerly known as Roger Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll miss him. Yeah, it's the cone.
Yeah, it's got to be.
People of the world, it's the cone. I think, I think specifically, are we prepared to say it's the sugar cone? Or we? Do we want to come for the cake cups?
Ooh,
cake cups are so boring, though.
Yeah, but they're the perfect vessel for soft serve.
Because
they are perfect for soft serve. And as the soft serve drips down inside, where there's that little bit of like corrugated in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then that last little disc on the bottom of a good cake cone is, ooh.
And it holds. And then you get down to the little part, you just eat it all in like a giant, like Jabba the Hutt mouthful.
Yeah. And also, it looks like a tiny cereal bowl with a little bit of the milk left, and you're like, I'm a giant eating a regular sized cereal bowl.
Your Lucky Charms are amusing to me.
Hey, are those deep fried Lucky Charms? Were you at the fair?
Yeah, I was just there. I saw a guy eating a turkey leg and threw up. Okay. I was not prepared to rule in favor of the cake cup even over the sugar cone, because the sugar cone felt like a treat because it had sugar on it.
Are we picking, or is that part of the question from what was his name? Catfish Elephant?
Yeah. Jimmy the Toucan.
Yeah.
walking the moots.
Walking the moots. Walking with moots.
Walking with moots. Okay. It's a cone. People of the world, it's a cone. It's not a cup. You can get a cup at home.
All three cones are wonderful.
Yeah. Every cone is sacred. Every cone is great.
If a cone is wasted, God gets quite irate.
That's right. It's the cone. It's the best. It's, you can eat it. You eat the whole thing. You're like a magician. You eat the ice cream. You eat the cone. It all disappears. You got a mess on you. You always have like whatever napkin you wrapped around the cone is definitely drenched in that ice cream. And then you go for a wipe of your face and you become like Braveheart. You just have a stripe of ice cream on your face. Don't do it. Get more napkins. Prepare. But it's summertime, and summertime is about ice cream in a cup, walking around at the beach or an amusement park or wherever the heck you go. I don't know. I don't know your life.
You said in a cup.
I said, well, not in a cup. I like people walk around with it all like in many different forms. Okay. But from now on.
Oh, I see. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Now that we've issued our ruling, it's okay. This is half your show as well.
I know, but it's your people of the world.
This time. It's
like, sometimes it's the guest who doesn't know.
Next time you go to an ice cream place, I want you to, you know, they keep those cups on the counter. I want you to knock them onto the floor and I want you to tell the ice cream vendor, I just did you a favor because you don't need to be serving these cups. You need to be using cones. It's better for the ice cream person too. Think about it. You're spending less ice cream in every cone, more ice cream you can sell. This is just the simple economics, people. It's better all around. It's the cone. Asked and answered. All right. Tuna the panda, the bear, and the bandit.
Tuna the panda and the bear.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a new show on Adult Swim.
Yeah. We're real excited about the debut of Tuna, the Panda, the Bear.
Yep.
Coming soon to Adult Swim. All voices done by Maurice LaMarche.
Oh, man.
That's it.
We can't even get on our fictional show that we just made up.
Hopefully we'll get an audition, God. But it will not go well.
Thank you, Tuna Panda. Tuna the Panda?
Either way.
Jimmy the Greek. Thank you, Jimmy the Greek, Tuna the Panda, for the topic. This topic is closed, but there are many other topics, so please reach out to us on Twitter at WeGotThisTweets, or check out the Maximum Fun subreddit. A flame war could be happening right now.
You know, a lot of people have taken issue with you saying there's a flame war breaking out, because they say there are no flame wars on the subreddit. However, there is.
Oh, I've never been to the subreddit.
Of course not. There is a sub. There is an actual flame war happening in our Facebook group right now, with people arguing the best type of flame. Orange flame versus
an actual flame war.
Blue flame, green flame from chemistry and biology classes.
Green flame has to win.
Well, we'll figure that out another time, but the flame war is breaking out there in the Facebook group.
Or visit the Maximum Fun subreddit. An actual war could be breaking out right now.
But it's really breaking out of the Facebook group. Facebook.com/group/WeGotThisPodcast. Or you can email us your thoughts about flames or ice cream or tuna or pandas. That's WeGotThisPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to producer Ken Plume. researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and QA engineer Jen Alba.
Thanks, as always, to our musicians Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman for our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, our listeners. If we could buy you each an ice cream cone right now, we would. Unfortunately, we cannot.
Nope.
But we love you anyway, and we thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody, we got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.